This is Good News Hour, and your speaker at this time is David S. Horn of Denver, Colorado, coming to you with a message from the Word of God. This time we're going to call our attention to 1 Peter and his first chapter, and from this chapter and into the next chapter, I'm going to read and speak about four or five very precious things. And I'll point them out before I read them so that when I read, you'll be able to follow me in that I've spoken unto you. First of all, we have the precious blood spoken of in chapter 1 and verse 19. Then we have the precious faith to put into that precious blood in verse 7 of this chapter. Then into chapter 2, we have the precious stone that we can build upon, the foundation stone. Then we have the precious Savior spoken of in the same chapter, and again about verse 7. Then in the second epistle and chapter 1, we have the exceeding great and precious promises that come to us from one that never yet broke one of his promises and always was able to make them good. Now may God bless to us what we're about to read, and may you stamp it indelibly on your heart and mind. In 1 Peter then, chapter 1 and verse 18, we have these words, "For as much as ye know, ye were not redeemed with such corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without spot and without blemish, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing that ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another, being born again not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible, of the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man is the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof faded away, but here is something that is lasting, that will never fade away, something that will endure, and that is this: but the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you." A living, lasting word that comes to us from God's precious holy book. When I mentioned at the outset we're going to speak about the precious things of this chapter and into the next, first one I called our attention to is the precious blood of Christ. And he tells us in verse 18 of this chapter, "For as much as ye know." Now there were a class of people, and they knew that they were redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. Redeemed, and he said, not with silver or gold. Now, silver is very precious, and gold is more precious, but there's nothing so precious as the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We often sing, "He is so precious to me, He is so precious to me." But now we're going to speak about that precious blood, that blood of Christ that was shed on Calvary's cross, that God gave as a divine panacea to cleanse men and women from a life of sin and fit them for the kingdom of our God. We have a word like this, "In whom we have redemption," and it's through his blood, followed by even the forgiveness of sins. Now that precious blood was shed on the cross of Calvary, and I give you the words that fell from the lips of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "This is my blood, which was shed for you, yea, shed for rebels, shed for sinners, shed for me, when our Savior died on Calvary's cross." And he said, "I've given it to you upon the altar." Now, friends, I think you'll understand this, that the altar in the New Testament is Calvary's cross. In the Old Testament, it was a place where they put the animals and they were offered up in sacrifice. But Christ, our altar, Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. That's when he went to the cross and gave his soul an offering for sin. That's when he went there and permitted wicked hands, the hands that himself had made, the men and women that himself had made, they were the ones that said, "Away with this man." And they madly and rudely rushed him to Calvary's cross. And there on that cross, a Roman spear reached that heart, and from that side flowed that sin-cleansing blood, and from then till now, men and women by the hundreds, thousands, into the millions have taken refuge and found complete cleansing from sin by trusting alone to the precious blood of Christ. Now it's called in our first verse that we read to you today, and it's this, that with the precious blood of Christ, with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, a lamb, a lamb. Old Testament scriptures, they had a lamb that was for their cleansing. New Testament, we have a lamb. Only one lamb. There'll never be another. And that's the Lamb of God that went to the cross of Calvary. And by the shedding of His blood, He washed our sins away. And today, beloved friends, I'd like, by the help of God, as I stand before this night and come into your homes, into your cars, into your shops or offices, and bring you once again the story of the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you remember again the old time hymn they sang, "Oh, the blood of Jesus, the precious blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, it cleanses from all sin, and we have redemption, and it's through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins." So again, we thank God for that precious blood, and as we think of what it cost our God and Savior, every drop of blood that was in the veins of the Son of God was poured out on Calvary's cross, and that's the reason for that was that He might furnish us cleansing from our sin, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. And that's why it's called in this chapter, and that's why it's spoken of in the other chapters as the precious blood of Christ. Precious, it's so precious to God that God, it satisfied the claims of God about the sins of the world to every sinner that will apply the blood. Remember, in the beginning of this chapter, it's spoken of like this. It's the blood of sprinkling. Now, the blood was shed on the cross of Calvary, but that blood had to be sprinkled. We often say, sprinkle your souls by the blood of the Lamb. You take that blood by faith and apply that blood to your soul. You see that you're sheltered, sprinkled, and washed in that precious blood. And then, beloved friends, you'll be bound for the land of the pure and the holy, the home of the happy, the kingdom of God. God grant right now, before we pass on, and let me press again, do you know the blood of Christ that cleanses from all sin? And do you know the value of that precious blood? Have you been washed in that precious blood? Have you taken shelter under that blood? And if not, we beg of you here and now, before we pass on from the blood to another of these things, precious things that are mentioned, and by simple faith look at Calvary's cross and see that blood that flowed from that spear-pierced side, from those hands and feet, and from that thorn-crowned brow. Then we have something spoken of in verse 7 of this chapter, and it is spoken of that the trial of your faith, he said, is much more precious. Well, he said, though it be tried with fire, might be found under the praise and honor and glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, a great many men have been tried by fire, and let me say again, literal fire. Men have been burned to the stake, and women have been burned to the stake. And what for? Well, their faith in the precious redeeming blood of Christ, it so made them children of God, and so fit them for heaven, that they were willing to release and relinquish their very life here on the earth for what they had in their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so he said in this chapter and in verse 7, the trial of your faith is much more precious than gold, much more precious than gold. That gold is mentioned twice in this chapter, once in connection with the precious blood, once in connection with the precious faith. And I want to tell you, he uses the best things on earth to show us the better things in heaven, or the better things that will fit us for heaven. Now, it's the blood that atones for the soul. What about faith, said someone? Well, it's the faith you put in that blood, the faith you put in that person, that will give you fitness for the kingdom of God. I thank God today for that simple faith that I have in His Son. Listen, it was not always so. I had to learn I was lost. And I had to learn I'd be lost forever. And I had to learn that nothing but the precious blood of Christ would satisfy the claims of God for me or anyone else. And one day I bowed before Him. I said, Lord Jesus, by simple faith, I can't see You, I can't feel You, but according to Your precious word, You came from heaven. I know You did. You were nailed to Calvary's cross. I know You were. Your blood was shed for sin. You tell me that. I believe it, Lord. And then I said, Lord, then if it was, it must be my sin. And I'll accept You by simple faith. I'll take You at His word. And God, for Christ's sake, forgave my sins. And all these long years, I've been rejoicing in the knowledge of sins forgiven through the finished work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, we have the precious blood. Secondly, and then we had the precious faith. Now, thirdly, I want to read of another. This is chapter 2, and I want to read with you in verse 4, to whom coming as unto a living stone, a living one, rejected indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Now, let me tell you, friend, if you won't choose Him, the Lord chose Him. He was a chosen vessel unto our God. And I tell you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, men and women, if you take refuge under that blood, and if you put your faith in Him, and if you come to that living stone and rest your all on Him for time and eternity, then you'll know the value of this. I'm reading now verse 7 because time is speeding along. Unto you therefore which believe, He is precious. Unto them that be disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected, the same is made the headstone of the corner. Now some received Him, and thank God the speaker is one. Others have rejected Him. Maybe you're one of the Christ rejecters. And the Lord Jesus said, He that rejecteth Me and receiveth not My word hath one that judgeth him. And then He said, the same shall judge him in the last day. Ah, beloved friends, He's going to be your Savior, or He's going to be your judge. Which shall it be? Oh, He wants to save you. It's in His heart to save you. He came into the world to save you. He died to save you. And He's waiting right here and now for you as a sinner to put your trust in Him. And then we say in closing, only trust Him. Only trust Him. Trust the blood. Put your faith in Him. And rest on the living stone. Trust the living one. And God will forgive your sins and save your soul for His name's sake.
Amen.